Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaita Mesachtas Yavamas Perik Yod Mishnah Hey Rabbi, so you're going to need a pen and paper for this Mishnah. It's not hard, but you have to keep Cheshm. Amrulai, we have over here Reuven. Reuven's wife, Rachel, went to Medina Sayah. They came and they said to her, your wife passed away. V'nasa achoysa mevia. So he married Leah. Leah and Rachel have the same father. They don't have the same mother. Even though they only have the same father, they're still sisters. If Rachel is alive, Reuven cannot marry Leah. But Reuven was told that Rachel died, so he married Leah. Again, Rachel and Leah have the same father, not the same mother. Leah goes off to Medina Sayah. Mesa, she too, supposedly died. So now Reuven marries Leah's sister, Bila. This is his third wife. Bila and Leah have the same mother. They don't have the same father. Mesa, Bila goes off to Medina Sayam, and they come and they say she died. He now marries Zilpah. Zilpah and Bila have the same father, not the same mother. Mesa, Zilpah goes off to Medina Sayam, and they come and they say she died. And now he marries, we ran out of names. Okay, he married Chana. Chana and Zilpah have the same mother, not the same father. Now guess what? So you understand that while Rachel and Leah were sisters, and Leah and Bila are sisters, Rachel and Bila are not related. Because Rachel and Leah have a common father, and Leah and Bila have a common mother. So Leah and Bila are sisters, Bila and Zilpah are sisters, but Zilpah and Leah are not related. That's the aside over here. He keeps marrying a sister of his wife, and then another sister, but the third sister is not related to the first sister. And the fifth one's not related to the third. So again, don't panic, it's really not so complicated. Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel leaves, report is that she died, he marries Leah. Leah and Rachel are sisters through a common father. Leah leaves, report is that she died, he marries Bila. Bila and Leah, common mother. Bila leaves, she dies, he now marries Zilpah. Bila and Zilpah, common father. Zilpah leaves and she dies, he marries Chana. Chana and Zilpah, common mother. And then guess what happened? It was all a mistake. All four wives are alive. V'nimsu kulan kayamais. Rachel is alive, Leah is alive, Bila is alive, Zilpah is alive, and Chana never left. So Zakta Mishnah, Mutter, Reuven will be Mutter, Bereshayna, with Rachel. Not with Leah. Leah's Rachel's sister. Bashlishis, Reuven is mutter to Bila. Bila and Rachel aren't sisters. Yeah, but Bila and Leah are sisters. Not a problem. Reuven's marriage to Leah doesn't count. That marriage never took effect. Rachel was alive. But Reuven cannot stay married to Zilpah, wife number four, because Bila and Zilpah are sisters. Ubachamishis, but he can stay married to Chana, because Chana is not related to any of his wives. Besides for Zilpah, but that doesn't count. Because the marriage to Zilpah, we just explained, was not a legal marriage. Bila was alive. So Mamela, Chana is not related to any of his legal wives. Wait a second. So again, Reuven can take back Rachel, right, but not Leah, right. He could take Bila, yes, because Bila's not related to Rachel. But she's related to Leah. Yeah, but he wasn't married to Leah. That marriage doesn't count. He can't take Zilpah. Well, he can't keep Zilpah, no, because Zilpah is Bila's sister. But he can keep his wife Chana, right. Even though Chana is a sister to Zilpah, yeah, but he was never married to Zilpah. So Muta B'Reshayna is Muta to Rachel. Bashlishis, can't have Leah, could have Bila. Can't have Zilpah, but he could have Chana. Ubachamish is the fifth wife.
If Reuven dies without children, and Reuven's brother gave chalitza or yivam to either Rachel, Bila, or Chana, the other ones are potter automatically. But remember, Va'aser, Reuven cannot marry Bashnia, the second wife, Leah. That marriage never counted. He's muta to Bilah. Bilah's not related to any of his wives. Leah's not a legal wife. She's not related to Rachel at all. But he's asur b'Rivias. He's asur to Zilpah. Because Zilpah is Bilah's sister. The ain bias achas men peter sarasa. Should Reuven die without children? And his brother was miyave, or chalitza, to either Leah or Zilpah, that doesn't remove the chi of Yivm or chalitza from Rachel, Bilah, and Chana, because they're not legal wives. Now, let's stick with the same case over here. Five wives. Reuven was married to Rachel. Rachel left. He thought she died. He married Leah. Rachel and Leah have a common father. Then Leah leaves. They told Reuven Leah died. He marries Bilah. Bilah and Leah have a common sister. Bilah leaves. They tell him Bilah died. He marries Zilpah. Bilah and Zilpah have a common father. Zilpah leaves. They tell him Zilpah died. He marries Chana. Zilpah and Chana have a common mother. Now it turns out like this. His first wife, Rachel, it was true. Shitaka passed away. But Leah, Bilah, and Zilpah return. So the Mishnah of Imbala, Shnia, La'achar, Misa, Sarashayna. If Reuven married Leah, Taka after Rachel died. So Leah becomes the legal wife. He can't have Bilah, because Bilah is Leah's sister. But he could have Zilpah, because Zilpah is not related to Leah, and the marriage to Bilah doesn't count. He won't be able to have Chana, because Chana is a sister with Zilpah. So Muta b'shnia or b'rivia. So he would be Muta to Leah and to Zilpah. U'paitres to Reseya. And if Reuven dies without children, Chalitza or Yivn to either Leah or Zilpah would pater both. The usher, he cannot marry. Who can't he marry? So let's see. Rachel Taka died. So it's not Negea. Leah, you said he could. He cannot marry Bilah, because she's Leah's sister. Wife number three, Bashlishis. And he cannot marry Chana, who's Zilpah's sister. So the usher, Bashlishis or Bachamishis. He's usher to the third and to the fifth one. The ain bias achas mehen peiteres sarasa. And therefore, if he dies without children, and his brother gave either Yivn or Chalitza, to Bilah or Chana, it's meaningless. Doesn't pater any of the other wives. The ain't be as achas men peteres sarasa, because they're not real wives.